You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's at your service on News Talk 1120 KMOX. It is 6 minutes after the hour, 59 degrees in February in St. Louis. This global warming thing's working for me right now. Appreciate you hanging out tonight. We are being joined by St. Louis County Council member from District 7 and also candidate for Missouri Senate, Councilman Mark Carter. Councilman, how are you, sir?
Hey, Mike. Good evening to you.
Hey, appreciate you making some time. Sounds like your phone is breaking in and out a little bit, but hopefully we'll be good to go here.
I got tinfoil I got to put on my head.
Yeah, I'm catching like every other word from you right now. We may need to call you back and see if we could fix that line real quick.
It's actually an every other word plan.
It's a lot cheaper that way. It's tough to do a radio interview, but you get a much better rate at the end of the month, so it works out pretty good. Hey, I do want to talk to you about your meetings that you've had going on, because you had some protesters who showed up and basically just shut down your meeting the other day.
Yeah, that's what we had Tuesday. We had a group of Palestinian protesters that have been trying to get us to do a resolution to stop the fighting in Israel.
Hey, Mark. And I know, hey, Mark. Yeah. Let us see if we can call you right back, because you're literally every other word right about now. So we're going to call you right back, and we'll try to get that done. Councilman Harder, it sounds like we got a much better line.
Okay, sounds good. I paid my bill, and we're ready to go.
I love that. Thanks for upgrading your plan to the every word plan.
That's right.
That just works out so much better. So back to where we started, the pro-Hamas folks showed up at your meeting and just took over.
Yeah, and they've come the last 4 weeks in a row, and they come to our meetings, and they get to a point where either they try to out-speak the time limit, or they'd start chanting and try to disrupt the meetings, so which means we have to use our police detachment that's normally there, and they have to clear the room, which unfavorably hurts some of the people that are there for other reasons, and now they have to clear the room, and we have to move on with another topic. So this past Tuesday, we got fed up with it, and so we decided we're going to have a regular in-person meeting, and we're going to move forward, and we're going to do the agenda, whether we're disrupted or not. And unfortunately, we were at the very end, and I got mad and had a statement about these folks bullying us and disrupting our meetings, and that inflamed them even more. So, but we did clear the room, and we did finish the business that we had to do.
So what was the statement that you made about them? I missed the statement.
I'll send it to you, but basically the long and short of it is that, you know, I condemned the Hamas killings in Israel, and I said that, you know, we made a statement back in October that we were going to stand with the Israeli people in this case, and that we're not going to, you know, put up with their bullying going forward. So that I'm sure didn't sit well with a lot of them.
We're talking with St. Louis County Councilman Mark Carter, and yeah, I'm sure that's exactly right. It didn't sit well with them. But what did sit well with a lot of people was an event that you put together with the Hyundai Corporation that happened this weekend out in Chesterfield Mall. I wanted you to give folks a little bit of a recap as to what happened there and how did that come about, by the way?
Sure. Well, I've been trying to get either Hyundai or Kia to come to St. Louis County and help us get these cars that are that lack the necessary electronic security systems fixed so that they do not get stolen, which is adding to the greatest number of car thefts we've ever had. Last year, St. Louis County, we had 5,000 cars stolen during the year.
That's an incredible number, by the way.
It's a crazy number. And the number 25% of that 5,000 was Hyundai cars.
Wow.
And the other 25% was Kia cars. So just those two models or types of cars added together was 50% of all the cars stolen in St. Louis County. So, and a lot of that is it lacks, both of those car companies' models lacked this certain software that was needed to protect those cars from being stolen so easy. So Hyundai has this traveling, I don't know what you'd call it, a fixing show, where they bring in tents and this whole group of folks, about 50 people, and people come for free. They line up and they get their car software updated and for free. And they can rest easy that their car is protected going forward.
Did they happen to get you a number of how many folks that they actually had come through?
Yeah. They came on Thursday. We had a press conference on Thursday, and then on Friday and Saturday, they worked on cars, and they were out of there by Sunday morning. So at the end of the day on Saturday, they had processed 578 cars.
Nice.
So
great short notice, and to get them through like that, that's really well.
Right.
Thank you very much for, I know you've spearheaded that and putting it together. And for folks who don't know, if you don't drive one of these model of cars, because of those TikTok videos that came out where they showed you how to basically steal the car, if you lived in the St. Louis area, and I think St. Louis City in particular, some of the insurance companies wouldn't even insure your car anymore. You were that much of a high risk. And it's one of those kind of things where we all end up paying for those higher thefts. And the higher rates affect all of us. So you may think, hey, I don't have a Hyundai. I don't have a Kia. Well, if your insurance company is taking those hits, you're going to end up paying a higher price just because of that. So it doesn't necessarily have to be your car that's being stolen. It's just the fact that there are so many car thefts that are happening that it really does affect everybody. So I appreciate you taking the lead on that and getting that done.
Yeah, and, you know, we found that many of the cars that were stolen last year, a lot of them were stolen because they were unlocked, and people actually left the keys in the car. So if we could just have cars that have the software that keeps them from being stolen, and we can remember to put the keys in our pocket and not in the car, and that we can lock the door behind us, these car thefts would go away, and we would be down to a very minimal amount of car thefts. But 5,000 car thefts. I can't even fathom even the amount of paperwork that would be necessary to report those in a year's period of time. So hopefully we've taken a bite out of that, and people came from as far as Columbia, Missouri, and Columbia, Illinois, to this event this past weekend. So they saw the opportunity and wanted to get it done. You can still go to your Hyundai or Kia dealer and get the same thing done for free. It's just that you may have to tie up your car for a day at a dealership and get an appointment. So that's why a lot of people came to this. They liked to in and out. Those people were in and out in 20 minutes, and problem solved.
And they even gave people a steering wheel lock for coming out on top of it. So you got an even bonus on top of that.
Right. If they had another car maybe that they were worried about, or maybe they just wanted another layer of protection, they got a free steering wheel lock as well. So they were very good to their customers and had a very professional program and how to get through their system that day and how they got through very quickly and treated everybody nicely and fairly and got them back on the road.
Talking with Mark Carter from St. Louis County Council, one of the hot buttons for my wife is something that you are trying to tackle, and that is temporary tags that are expired on cars. It's gotten so bad to where we will be driving around, and she is eagle-eye on these things. She will spot an expired temporary tag from a mile away and be like, look at that. We were coming back from a Cardinal game last summer, and she was like, I can't believe that. And I thought that I was about to hit somebody. Because, you know, when you drive in your car with your spouse, you have a little helper who makes sure that you don't wreck your car as they yell at you and help you figure out how you're supposed to drive. Well, it turned out that the car next to us had an expired tag that was a temp tag. And it was from 2015 that they had expired temp tag. And you are trying to do something about this, aren't you?
Right. We put together, my staff and I put together a resolution. Now, it's now over a week ago. And the resolution was to encourage our county police department to step up their efforts in tracking down these expired temp tags and issue the necessary tickets or warnings or whatever they choose to do at their discretion, or flat out confiscate the expired tags, which they can do, and take them to court. So the county police quickly stepped up their effort. They've been doing a pretty good job, but we wanted to step up their effort. And we wanted to give other municipalities in the region almost like the permission that this is so important that they need to step it up. So I was pleased to see that Jefferson County decided to make February their temporary tag focus down there. So they've been working very hard, especially this past weekend, giving out warnings, giving out citations, confiscating tags, and so on in Jefferson County. And I think they're going to do it throughout the rest of the month. Other municipalities are doing it as well. Ferguson was probably one of the first to have an organized event. They called it Temp Tag Tuesday, where their police force would focus on Tuesdays on expired tags and all the issues that surround that. So many times when they pull over these people, usually there's other infractions as well, either driving without insurance, plates registered to the wrong car, you name it. So it usually leads to other infractions many times. So I'm hoping that people that have been negligent in these affairs will get down to their Department of Revenue, pay your taxes, get your legal tags, and so you're not hassled having other infractions imposed upon you. But everybody pays the tax. This is a problem of about 3% of the people, from what we heard. 97% of the people pay their tax, do the right thing, but it's that extra 3% out there that is making it difficult and having less tax coming in for other government services because of it.
You may not think that 3% is that many cars, but when you start figuring it out, I've heard the figure that what it's costing the state of Missouri is actually millions of dollars in lost revenue to the Department of Motor Vehicles, that they're not getting that tax paid in, and it's not happening. You can do that now. When you buy a car, you can actually pay the tax now when you buy your car at your dealership, can't you?
Some dealerships, it will be mandatory by 2025. In Illinois, they've always had it that way. You have to pay your tax before they'll let you drive off the lot, and you can finance your tax into the cost of the car if you want over in Illinois. We've never had that here in Missouri. We've always had a situation where you were given a 30-day grace period to go and pay your tax at a designated Department of Revenue office. So I think in 2025, that's going to come to an end, and we'll have people that will, if they buy a car, they're going to have to pay the tax at the dealership. And that will pretty much eliminate these temp tags and the violations around them going forward. But until then, people need to pay up and get caught up on this.
We're talking with St. Louis County Councilmember Mark Carter. I want to ask you about what you want to do next, because you have decided that you want to run for the Missouri State Senate. Senator Andrew Koenig in District 15 is terming out, and he is leaving. But as you watch what's going on in the Missouri Senate this year, are you sure that this is really what you want to do? Things are getting pretty crazy there right now.
They are, and some people have asked me, do I need my head examined before
I take on this responsibility. That's kind of where I was going with that, yeah.
Yeah, you're being polite.
Exactly.
I think this is the best time to do this because the Senate right now is so dysfunctional. We need some adults in the room, and I hope I can do that role and bring some people together. I've had a good experience of reaching across party lines and pulling people together on issues. I think we need to get focused on what's important for the people of Missouri and stay focused on it and try to get away from some of these different petty issues and move forward. They have always said that the Senate in Missouri is a place where all good ideas go to die. And it's been that way over the last couple of years, for different issues. And a lot of good stuff comes out of the House and gets over to the Senate and doesn't see the light of day. And we've got to get some folks in there that can lead and to get some of these good ideas brought to at least a committee or to a vote so that people can contribute to those ideas. The other thing is that we got to work on infrastructure in the state of Missouri. We're woefully behind in infrastructure investment throughout the state, and I hope to bring some effort there because that's one of my big pet peeves. Also, having safe communities and having a court system that actually prosecutes and that brings people to justice in a very quick form. And we've had a problem with that in St. Louis County and tried to correct it in different ways, including our juvenile system. But the juvenile system is run by the state, and that needs some drastic reforms, both in the way we prosecute juveniles and the way we incarcerate juveniles going forward. So that needs some reform. And then finally, we got to make sure that we have safe communities throughout and safe schools and schools that actually teach and not indoctrinate. And so I'm all about transparency in our schools. And I would like real simple ideas like all of our curriculum in every school in Missouri needs to be on a website with a very easy to use portal. So every family in every kid in every grade can see what curriculum is being taught on what day in what school. And so there's no mystery about what's being taught in our schools at any time and anywhere during their 12 years in public schools. And so I think that's a very simple thing, but I'm sure the teachers union and the administrators will push back on that and have pushed back on that before. That and the Parents' Bill of Rights when it comes to education has been pushed back on. I can't believe something as simple as that has been held up for many years in the House and the Senate and can't seem to get the necessary votes to get to the governor's desk. And that's a very simple factor that needs to be pushed ahead in one form or another. So there's a lot of things out there. Schools are a big thing. And then finally, trades. We need to get back to teaching trades and teaching shop in our schools. And because some people are just not either inclined or want to go to college, and there are a lot of great careers in the trades, and we need these people because these are the people that built our country, and we need these people at all levels, and we need to be training up people in as early as middle school into these trades going forward. So I hope to introduce some legislation that would force the school districts to have some kind of comprehensive trades program or shop program to get kids interested in the trades going forward.
That is St. Louis County Councilman Mark Carter. He is running for the Missouri Senate in the 15th District. Mark, I appreciate you taking some time tonight, and thanks for upgrading that plan. I tell you, when you do the every word plan as opposed to every other, it just makes the interview sound completely different. So thanks for upgrading.
I think so, and it's costly, but for you, yeah, I could do that.
See, it's good that you take one for the team. We really appreciate that. Hey, have a great week. We will catch up a little bit later on.
Okay, Mike. See you.
That is Mark Carter. We are going to talk with a lady who's got a very special story. Unfortunately, it's a heartbreaking story, but Erin Northcutt is going to join us on the other side. We're going to talk a little bit about Alzheimer's and what that actually means. It's a different Valentine's Day if your loved one is suffering with something like that. We're going to talk to Erin about that story on the other side. It's at your service. My name is Mike Elam. Thanks for listening to News Talk 1120 KMOX.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's At Your Service on News Talk 1120 KMOX. My name is Mike Elam. Thanks for hanging out tonight. I can't believe how fast this show goes. It just seems like time just moves really, really quickly. Hey, I want to introduce you to somebody and want to talk a little bit about her story. Erin Northcutt is joining us on the phone. Erin, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So I got the chance to talk to the other Erin today over at the Alzheimer's Association, and she said that you used to listen to At Your Service with your dad.
I did. I grew up here in St. Louis, and even when I moved, I can remember even when we lived in Mississippi, I could find KMOX, and it just always reminds me of home. So
that's awesome. Well, I appreciate the fact of you joining us tonight. And the thing that we're talking about is not a fun conversation, and it's a conversation that a lot of people don't want to have, because a lot of times you deal with a difficult situation by ignoring it, and that's not a positive way to handle it. But Alzheimer's is something that has hit your family and something that you're having to deal with, and I wanted to see if you could tell a little bit about your story.
Oh, I would love to. Yes, you're right. This is at 59. I never thought I would be in this position. My husband was diagnosed with mild cognitive impairment when he was 57, so in 2019. And we, looking back now, I can pinpoint signs even earlier than that he was really starting to struggle. But we just put our heads down and kept working. He was a pastor, and we were serving churches and just trying to keep holding everything together. And like you said, it is easy to ignore. You know, you don't really want to sit down and say, oh, this is dementia or Alzheimer's. He was originally diagnosed with vascular dementia, but now it does have a lot of Alzheimer components to it. So, yeah, it's been a journey, you know, but I don't think it just happens. It's just part of life for us. So
he's 62 now.
Yes.
And when did this really kind of become real to you? Like, when did it really set in of, wow, this isn't going to get any better?
Yeah, we were serving a church in Lake of the Ozarks area, and he just could not keep it up anymore. And so gratefully, the church we work for has a really good long-term disability policy. And so they asked us, and we all agreed that it was time for Richard to step down. And that's when it really hit. You know, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is not just, oh, he's not listening, or he's not paying attention, or he's got too much on his mind, or the stress is too much. It was like, this is real. This is really happening to us. So it was heartbreaking in a lot of ways. And of course, upset all our, you know, big retirement plans and everything. This is not at all how we had hoped to be spending our retirement. But you know, it's not terrible. I mean, for me, I feel really blessed. I have my whole family saw it. You know, no one ever said, oh, you're just managing it, or, you know, so I was really very lucky to have that family support early and for them to say, you know, we'll help you through this.
So how is Richard doing now?
He's pretty much in that moderate to severe. It really, once I think this is just my own personal feelings, that once that reason to hold everything together so hard was gone, I think he just could, you know, just say, it's, you know, I have it. You know, so he you know, this is like the hardest part for me is, like, he was always so eloquent in the speech, and he was a newspaper reporter for a number of years. He taught journalism on the college level. He was a pastor. So that being able to communicate well and efficiently and effectively with people and have them be able to really make connections with what he was saying, that's probably been the hardest thing. Because like now he's doesn't have, he can't really access words very well anymore and things like that. So that is really hard. That's probably been the saddest thing.
We're talking with Aaron Northcutt and just talking about dementia and the price that it really cost families these days. Aaron, I feel mm-hmm. for where you are. My brother-in-law is 60 and is in a similar position to where Richard is. And my wife takes a meal over to the family every Thursday now because his wife, my sister-in-law, is a hairstylist. So she mm-hmm. works late on Thursdays. And my nieces have both moved back home and they're both back helping take care of my brother-in-law. And there are some Thursdays that my wife will go over and take a meal and he doesn't recognize her. He's like, I know I should know you. And I know that you're somebody who knows me, but I can't think of your name. And I don't know why I should know you. And when you get to situations like that, like, how do you cope with it? Like, I know there's going to be good days and bad days, right? But when you hit those bad days, what do you do? How do you cope with days like that? And where do you find resources to help you?
When it's been a really particularly bad day, I have older children as well. And in fact, I moved back here to St. Louis because this was happening and I could have that family support. They know that I just need some time away and I go in my office where I'm sitting right now and I close the door and I read my book and I eat a snack and just kind of let that wash over me for a little bit. I'm very fortunate that I have a faith system that is very helpful and friends. But I want to just shout out so much the Alzheimer's group, the support there. I mean, and you hit the nail on the head when I ignored all of that. I was like, oh, no, that's not going to happen to us. He's doing really well because, at first he was. And that's for other people. But I got to the point where I just didn't know what to do. And so I Googled the Alzheimer's website and I called the support number and literally, and I hope there's other people out here who do this. I just was not in tears, but teary. And I'm like, I just don't even know what to ask for. And so they really helped me, just kind of walked me through some things and explained respite care and memory care and all those terms that I thought if I just ignore, I wouldn't have to deal with. So that was really very, very helpful. And I know it's staffed 24 hours a day. I had a friend whose husband was experiencing some behaviors and it was like midnight and she called him and they gave her a lot of strategies. So I would encourage if you even want to know anything about research or anything else, that the Alzheimer's website is just such a great resource. The second thing is here in St. Charles, Shelley Roy has worked very hard to make St. Charles a dementia-friendly place. And she is the founder of the Bev Roy Hope Foundation. And she has a program called the Memory Cafe. And what is so nice about that is that it's a social group. It's just purely social. So we go as a couple. So Richard and I go, and then we meet other friends who, the care giver and their loved one. And it's just so good to know that there are days like you're just like, I'm only happening to me. I can't believe I'm having to deal with this and having that opportunity to talk with others who are going through the same thing. And while it's not exactly the same, it's the same kind of thing. Like, oh, he didn't recognize me today. And we are hitting that point. Richard doesn't always recognize me or he mixes me up with our daughter, Abby. So, just to know that this it's going to progress. I mean, that's kind of the hardest thing to accept is like, there's no it's not like there's a magic cure or there's a magic bullet out there somewhere. It's going to progress. And so just having that social aspect of just visiting, you know, just sitting around a table and just talking and doing a little art project. We have art projects or guest speakers or just so many wonderful ways just to interact with your spouse and with others. So that really has been my biggest lifesavers through this process.
I know there's been some new treatments that have just been approved by the FDA. So I know we're seeing progress. And I know the Alzheimer's Association is working very hard to make sure that they're getting funding to the research labs and they're getting those breakthroughs. It may not help everybody who's in the middle of this right now, but hopefully we're going to continue to see progress. I know the Alzheimer's helpline is 800-272-3900, 800-272-3900. If there are folks in your situation that are kind of out there and they're like, man, I could use some help, it sounds like that's a great place to go. It sounds like you found a really good resource in St. Charles County that helps you. But if there's folks who, like, they know you, they know someone who's in your situation, but they don't know what to do. I mean, it's really tough when you're going through it with Richard, right? But you probably have friends who are around. They want to help. They just don't know what to do. They're not sure what to say. They're not sure how to approach you. What would you say to people who are in that situation of, hey, I have a friend who's going through what you're going through. I'd really like to help them, but I don't know what to do. What should they do?
I think first and foremost, talk to the caregiver for that person. Or, you know, even like Richard was like, loved having conversations on the phone. And even if it's only just, you know, a couple of minutes, you know, we have one friend who's just so faithful to check in on us. And so I would say, you know, if they're able to have a conversation, you know, just you do the talking and they'll listen. And I see Richard smile, even though he doesn't really talk much back. You know, or just say, you know, hey, I can bring you a meal tonight. That's always something helpful. Or, you know, if the person feels really comfortable, and it's kind of uncomfortable for a lot of people, if, you know, for someone to say, well, I could sit with them for a little bit, but that's always welcomed, you know, just to give the caregiver a break, you know, even if everybody's still in the house, you know, I can go take a nap without being interrupted. Or, you know, just thoughtful, just reaching out and just saying, I mean, this is what I appreciate. People just saying, hey, we're just thinking of each day and we're praying for you. And, you know, it doesn't have to be anything big. Sometimes it's easy to become isolated in this because you're just like going out, you know, getting everything ready and getting him ready and everything I need to take with me. You know, sometimes it's just easier to stay home. So, you know, I think, for me, that's what I would like, you know, either, you know, just somebody just reach out and say, and sometimes, you know, just to offer, like, because there's some days, like, I'm like, I cannot make one more decision today. I have made 1,600,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, there. You know, just bring me some food.
Pick up a pizza, whatever it is. We'll take anything. Well, Aaron, I appreciate you being willing to share your story. We'll keep you and Richard as our prayers as you're going forward.
Thank
but
you.
Just thanks for taking the time and being open to share your story. I know it's good, like you said, there are people just, I'm sure they enjoy hearing they're not alone. There's someone else who's in the situation. And sometimes it just makes you feel good to know it's not just you. You know, there are other people going through it. So thank you for taking the time. Thanks for sharing that. I appreciate you being on At Your Service. And hopefully your dad is looking down and he's like, hey, that's my girl on the radio tonight.
I feel he is. So.
Well, we appreciate
you. Thank you so much.
We appreciate you, Aaron. Take care and our best to you and Richard as you go forward. That is Aaron Northcutt. If you're looking for resources, you can find him at the Alzheimer's Association. That helpline is 800-272-3733. 3900. There's people out there willing to help you. And it's amazing of how much you can change somebody's life just by reaching out, let them know, you know, hey, I'm thinking about you. Can I pick up a meal? Sometimes even a gift card. You can just drop off a gift card and they can get whatever they want. It's at your service. Our time is almost up. Man, I can't believe it. We're going to wrap up the show on the other side. My name is Mike Elam. Thanks for hanging out tonight on News Radio 1120 KMOX. It's at your service on News Talk 1120 KMOX. My name is Mike Elam. So I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh when he was on the radio. And Rush used to talk about the fastest 3 hours in radio. And I thought, man, I'm checking in and out with you while I'm doing my day. And doesn't seem like 3 hours goes fast. Man, 2 hours goes really, really fast. Hey, thanks to Emily Manley for talking about the craziness that's going on in the Missouri Senate. Every week I go, it can't get crazier. Yep, it can. Thanks to Mark Carter. Thanks to John Walsh for checking in. And thanks to Emily for sharing her story with her and Richard tonight. It's been a fast evening. There's been all kinds of stuff that's been going on. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I'm back here Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. So enjoy your weekend. It should be a nice one here. Maria Kina's got all the headlines coming up in just a second. Thanks for Matt Pajeski for making sure that I'm staying on the radio and staying on time. This is At Your Service. I'm Mike Elam, News Talk 1120, KMOX.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's At Your Service on News Talk 1120 KMOX. My name is Mike Elam. So I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh when he was on the radio. And Rush used to talk about the fastest 3 hours in radio. And I thought, man, I'm checking in and out with you while I'm doing my day. And doesn't seem like 3 hours goes fast. Man, 2 hours goes really, really fast. Hey, thanks to Emily Manley for talking about the craziness that's going on in the Missouri Senate. I just, every week I go, it can't get crazier. Yep, it can. Thanks to Mark Carter. Thanks to John Walsh for checking in. And thanks to Emily for sharing her story with her and Richard tonight. It's been a fast evening. There's been all kinds of stuff that's been going on. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I'm back here Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. So enjoy your weekend. It should be a nice one here. Maria Kina's got all the headlines coming up in just a second. Thanks for Matt Pajeski for making sure that I'm staying on the radio and staying on time. This is At Your Service. I'm Mike Elam, News Talk 1120, KMOX.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.